Hello and good morning. Today the sun moves across your 8th house. Still, of emotional and energetic undercurrents that surround us all the time. Death, rebirth, and transformation, as directed by Aquarius, the rebel cosmic genius. And the moon is reflecting that intense energy into your 11th house, of bargaining with the future through Taurus the steward. This is an interesting turn of events. Taurus, rather than bargaining with the future, is really interested in maintaining the status quo, or bargaining with the future so that you are able to maintain the status quo. And this is really great if your status quo is exactly what you want, but it can be really tricky to change because it's a fixed house and a fixed sign, and they're both, you know, really stubborn. You know, Taurus is known for being stuck in a rut, or getting stuck in a rut and becoming boring, but possibly having to deal with this life field of stewardship of the future through bargaining with it, you know, making sacrifices, like, you know, for the, like a regular example would be preserving your seed corn so that you have stuff to grow next season so you don't starve to death, you know? So you have to bargain, you have to sacrifice not eating the seed corn so that you may live in the future. So you're bargaining with the future. And so it can be, the more you think about it, the more interesting and nuanced, like the square relationships between different archetypes become. Like, so for today, it's a big, big meditation on the archetype of Aquarius challenging the archetype of Taurus, and how they, like, how they can come into, like, in accord with each other. All right, that's it for today. Until tomorrow.